Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, but obviously, the players being asked about what's going to happen at the end of the season. Virgil, when he was asked, he saw himself being part of the new era, he said, "That's a big question, I don't know." Obviously, he's got 18 months on his contract, Mo's got 18 months on his contract, Trent's got 18 months on his contract. Is there a danger that the group that you're really excited about, and really excited about their potential, is there a danger that it could break up a little too quickly and not realise its full potential?
No. No, I don't think so. But it's completely normal. And I, that was always clear. When we spoke about, I said what I had to say, and then it was always clear that the outside world will not give you a second to process it, to think about it. It's just the next thing. It's, what are you doing? So a week ago, whenever nobody knew about my decision, it was he had 18 months on a contract, 18 months, nobody asked. So give us a break, give the boys a hint. And of course, it's about, and if I'm here, we need to create a perspective and all these kind of things and what's happening next and stuff like this. That's completely normal. Nobody has to worry. And by the way, that's why I say that this team, that the majority of everything is exactly like it is. But if you want to find somebody who is not safe now, has a contract under 25, you will find it. So that's what I knew that it will happen, because you can't wait with these kind of questions. Bertrand didn't go out and say, by the way, what I want to say. So it's always about the questions, and we always need to answer these kind of things. And write what you want. This club is stable 100%, and everything will be fine. I'm 100% sure. And the rest, we have to get through this. We have to get through your questions. We have to give some answers, and that's how it is. If our people, I would recommend to stay calm in this department massively.
The reason I asked though as well is because obviously fans will have their concerns, because they'll be fearful as to what will happen in the future as well.
Very often the fans' concerns are not as big as the media might think, because you underestimate the IQ of our supporters, I think. It's just they know that these kind of things come up. It's just completely normal. So there's nothing to worry about in this moment in time. We are in this season, and all these talks could be part of the possible destruction about this season. So, and that's in all seasons the same. If you know the manager of the next season or not, it's always the same. In a moment, well, what do you make of that? The boys have to think about things. That's human right. That's what you have to do, what you should do, that you just, before you make a decision about whatever you think, and that's completely normal.
So the focus will be Chelsea?
Yes.
Then Arsenal?
Yes.
What difference do you see in Chelsea now compared to the one that you drew with?
Oh, much more settled, of course. It's a much better. They play really good stuff. It's a really good team. I think nobody, outstanding manager, obviously, and nobody was ever in doubt about that. So, I don't know what Amazon sure, but I think it's a team in form, like points-wise, won the majority of the games recently. So, yeah. We played them in the first match day, and obviously there we were not great that day, and they were pretty good, and we got a draw, which was fine for us that day. We were not over the moon with our performance, but the point was all right. So we have to do better. But we are different as well since then, and that's the good news.
On Chelsea, you say they're completely different now. What do you see different in the way they approach the game, in the way they
Yeah, in a way. Obviously, Chelsea had not only an incredible amount of players, what everybody knows, but they had an incredible amount of injuries as well. The players were not available for them and stuff like this, which makes life really uncomfortable for each team and for each manager. So I think now that they have the core group together, they have the midfield they want to play. They have probably the last line they want to, because of, besides Reece James. Up front, they have to play on the pitch they want to play. So that's Chelsea now. And for a long time, they couldn't line up like that. And that's obviously very different. And that's why, if you go through the team, it's a really, really good football team. And doesn't you cannot see that in the table yet. But last few weeks, they made big steps in the table as well. So it's not important where you stand at the moment in the table. It's where you go from there. And I expect them to make big steps. But actually, I want them to start after our game.
And in terms of team use for Liverpool, any changes coming into this one?
Maka trained yesterday, so it should be fine. Thiago trained first time, which was an incredible moment after all the months. He couldn't, and then training the level he trains, poof, but he needs time. But it's anyway a wonderful, wonderful sign for yesterday. Nobody out. The rest, the other boys are still in.
Jürgen, excellent performances at the weekend from your younger players, Conor Bradley, James O'Connell, on his debut. You've got some of your bigger hitters coming back now after injury. So how do you manage the progress of the young players that have come in and done really well, and they will always benefit more from playing more matches with the needs of, obviously, the players coming back after injury that are generally, a big part and parcel of what you do?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Yeah, but a 19-year-old boy doesn't need week in and week out a Premier League game to develop. So he developed to the level he is now without playing Premier League before. So it's just about that. We don't have to bring a rush in now. Just be a wonderful sign, wonderful for James as an example, wonderful for his family. I think he told me first he had 9 tickets for the game, and afterwards he said about 20 people. I don't know how he brought them in. So it's just wonderful that he's ready to do that. I knew it before. He could have come on in the games before, but then it was slightly different position. So Bobby came on, 19 years old, 18 years old, Bobby Clark. So for these boys, everything what happened this year so far is absolutely outstanding and top, top, top. Gives them exactly the right information that they have to improve still and have obviously most time to do so is absolutely fine. But that the whatever so-called big guns are coming back doesn't have any influence on their development. If they only could develop, if they play 20 Premier League games in a row, they would not be the talent they are, so it's all fine.
And does the situation, when you look at how well the younger players have come in, and Conor Bradley in particular,
Why is Kwanzaa never mentioned in this moment? I just don't get that. It's all fine. I love Connor as well, but it's always Connor, and Kwanzaa turned 21 yesterday. It just happens anyway, constantly. You're not the only one. I'm just surprised about it. But fine. Do you want to talk about Connor? Love talking about Connor.
Does that offer hope to people like Calvin Ramsey, whose loan spell so far hasn't gone well? He's got a new club now. Connor Bradley did fantastically well on his loan spell and has made it into the first team. So you know, does that offer real hope for Calvin?
Yeah, of course. But you cannot compare. No, it's a loan spell for one work out, for the other one not. So now, for example, yesterday I had Owen back in my office. Is that already official? Owen? Is he? So that he will go back on loan? Again, yeah, it's official. Okay, good. So I I'm so happy how he... So Owen as well, like Calvin, had a difficult, previously a difficult loan spell. So didn't play in Portugal, came back then here, I think was at... Was he at Bolton as well?
Connor was at Bolton.
And Owen as well?
Bolton, yeah.
Owen as well. Yeah. So, and didn't play there as well. And then we were all like, how can that happen? Because we really think highly of him. So, goes to Scotland, is playing there, and it gave him a massive boost. Came, arrived here and looked like a man. Really, left back, buff, really ready to go. But now, here the other boys are coming back. We have the opportunity to give him that time again. Makes sense. Same Calvin. Problem is that Calvin was too often injured. It's a horrible run of bad luck, I would say. Started when he arrived here, had this back problem, out for half a year, came back, knee problem, gone on loan, another problem. So that has to stop at one point, and then everybody can see how good Calvin can be. But now he needs consistent training for the body, and then, of course, playing time as well. I had to get used to that over the years, to these loan things, and it didn't work out always, but in a lot of moments, it worked out really well, and especially Connor, you're right, is a very good example that it helped massively, even when we know already before he went on loan that Connor will end up in our first team.
Oh.
Hi. There's no need. There's no need to be, to have an impact. It's completely normal. So there was the decision. The club knew about my departure already for a while. Now they could have sort of used the time and tie the players down. And then I say, by the way, I'm not here anymore. And then I say, hey, well, nobody told us that. You cannot work like this, really, especially not with the relationship we have. There's enough time to do everything. These players love to be here. Don't forget that. It's not that they are out on one foot out, that they want to know a little bit about perspective, but that's there and that will happen, and it will happen especially behind the scenes. And the only annoying part is that is you. Because everything is fine just because we have constantly answered questions. It sounds like, yeah, but what's going on there? Why they don't do that? Why they don't do that? Why they don't do that? Because things, especially the important things, need time. So it's all fine. Don't worry. You can worry. Just for you at home, don't worry. It's fine. The boys love this place. I know that for a fact. And the rest, when will what happen, we will see.
Any more? Real, this one?
See how Mo's getting on. Yeah, in terms of the opening, obviously, you did go out to the couple of nations that take a little bit less pressure off to get back.
Another one of these stories. So there was no pressure in it besides the fact that you want to become to get fit as quick as possible anyway. So but we cannot rush it. If we could rush a healing process, believe me, Thiago wouldn't have been out for 10 months, blah blah blah, and all the other guys there would have been much better. It's not possible. You just do what you can do, and while you're doing that, we from the outside, we have to wait until they are ready. Mo is not ready for this game, not ready for the next game. And then not. So he's injured. I'm not sure if that was a misunderstanding in the beginning. He's injured, and the muscle injury takes time. And it could have been much worse, but it's not. He's not available in a moment. He's just doing his rehab.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.